Well, my next guest I had on when the whole Tiger Woods scandal blew up and Tiger went into rehab for sex addiction because Benoit Denise Lewis actually went through sex addiction himself. He's a very well-respected journalist. He's written for the New York Times, many other prominent publications. And he did a great job sort of walking through what that was like for him and what people go through when they are sex addicts and what kinds of rehab is available to them. Well, now he has started basically what is an online magazine called The Good Men Project, and it's a magazine that is devoted to men's issues. And it's, you know, just on the website now, Guy Talk, Ear Hair, and Other Unfortunate Signs of Becoming Less Hip is one article. In Defense of Two Daddies, another article. When Your Stepmom Looks Like Your Mom, he wrote that himself. Benoit joins us now from Jamaica. Are you in Jamaica Plain right now?
I am.
All right. And I've got friends that live in Jamaica Plain. Jamaica Plain right outside. Well, you're in Boston, basically.
You're in Boston. Yeah. But it's very different. It feels different than the rest of Boston.
It's a very cool place. Very cool place. Let me ask you, first of all, why are there no – well, there are men's magazines out there. I guess you've got, you know, your Esquires. You certainly have the raunchier ones.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of why aren't there – there's so many women's magazines out there.
Yeah.
Why so few men's issues? Are men just less introspective?
Well, that's one of the arguments. I mean, people say men don't read very much, which I don't think is true. And the other is that men are less introspective. And I think there's a certain amount of truth to that. I mean, if you look at the men's magazines that are successful today, it's hard to sort of group them all because there's GQ and Esquire, which actually features some of our best writers in the country write for those magazines. So there's tremendous writing. And as a magazine writer and an author, I'm a huge fan of those magazines for the writing. And then you have places like Maxim, Men's Health.
We all know what Maxim features.
And basically Men's Health is going to tell you in creative new ways how to get great abs, you know, every month. And, you know, it's amazing that they could put that on their cover month after month and think of a new way to spin it. But, you know, the Good Men Project, which we just launched last week as a magazine, it was actually it's a foundation. And there was a book, The Good Men Project, which was an anthology of men writing about turning points in their lives. That was published last year. A lot of the money that the Good Men Foundation makes goes to helping at-risk young people. So it's a really great organization, and we just launched this magazine almost 10 days ago or so. And here we're really trying to reach an audience that hasn't been reached. We're trying to, you know, have sort of an intelligent and also fun and introspective place where men can talk about their lives. And we're talking about all kinds of men, from, you know, the all-American dad who's struggling with, you know, balancing work and family, to, you know, one of our most popular columnists is a female-to-male transgender, so born a woman but is now a man and is really wondering, okay, how do I learn to be a good man? You know, I was a woman, now I'm a man. He is really interested in sort of learning how to be a good man and what that means. So, you know, we write about young people's issues. We have an incredible piece on the website right now about a mother writing about her son who went through puberty at 9, something called precocious puberty, and sort of the turmoil that threw that family into when your son goes through puberty at 9 and he was dating a 21-year-old when he was 15.
Oh God!
He was very advanced, and she really didn't know what to do. It's just an incredibly powerful story. So we're writing about young people, we're writing about old people, we're trying to write about men's lives in a respectful and deep and nuanced way, and we're hoping, fingers crossed, that enough men will be attracted to that idea. We've certainly got a lot of attention from women. Women seem to be very interested in a magazine that asks the question, what does it mean to be a good man?
And the website is www.goodmenbook.org.
Yeah, or Good Men Project.
Or Good Men Project. For my computer, it came up goodmenbook.org.
Right.
Or
you could go. There's a lot of different places. But yes, Good Men Project. .org or goodmenproject.com.
Okay, yeah. goodmenproject.com. And you can see what it is. It's, I mean, an online magazine. And if you're not into online magazines, there's some good ones out there. Very good writing. And as I said, it's a magazine that really sort of functions the way a lot of women's magazines do, because you try and address, a whole range of issues.
Right.
And it's interesting you say that you've attracted a lot of interest in women.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you're trying to reach men.
Yeah.
Do they know that they want to be interested in these topics? You know what I mean? I mean, I think my husband, the last thing I can ever imagine him doing is maybe if I led him to the website and opened it up. But you know what I mean? I just don't think men think that much about stuff sometimes.
Well,
I don't know, guys. I mean, what do you think?
Well, certainly, I mean, let's be clear. I mean, men project to the world that they don't think about stuff. Men do think about stuff. Men have worries. They have fears. And we're really trying to acknowledge that to say, listen, let's stop pretending that men don't have sort of internal lives, and we've really found an amazing number of dads who want to write about the struggles that they're going through. Men who are not dads, young men going through and asking the question, like, what does it mean to be a good man? What does it mean to be a man of integrity? We're not coming at this from any sort of moral point of view. Like, you know, I've certainly not always been a good man, and I try to be. And so none of us who run this magazine are perfect or telling, men how to be good men. We're just really trying to be a place that, fosters a conversation about this and where men can go and hear other men sharing honestly about stuff that's going on in their lives. And we hope that we, men, I mean, if you look at the way men are portrayed in popular media these days, it's either sort of the man as superhero, as long as the athlete's not getting in trouble, but an athlete or a marine, so a man who's out there being athletic, doing stuff, or men are sort of portrayed as these bumbling, fumbling idiots. And so we're trying to sort of broaden that and really portray men, the full range of men in this country.
All right. Well, if you want to check it out, it's thegoodmenproject.com, and it's got a lot of really diverse articles, something sort of for everybody, and it focuses on the issue of overall issues affecting men. Anyway,
and we try to have some fun too.
there's fun stuff here.
I mean, there's a lot of humor on there too, so it's not all let's give each other a group hug. I mean, it's there's a lot of humor and fun on there, I wouldn't be involved in a magazine that didn't have some of that, because I need to laugh and I hope that we're right, that there are men out there who are interested in reading great writing about men's lives. We have an incredible piece in there about a reporter who witnesses the execution of a convicted murderer. So it's not, we have a really wide range of writing, and I hope it, I certainly hope it appeals to people.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Benoit Denizet-Lewis. And again, the website is www.goodmenproject.com. Good evening, folks. Hope you are having a wonderful evening. As I said earlier, a great evening to sit inside and listen to the radio. Esme Murphy with you until 10 o'clock. My guest is Benoit Denizet-Lewis, and he has put together a brand new online magazine called The Good Men Project that basically examines men's issues from a huge, broad perspective. And I want to give you sort of I think nothing perhaps better summarizes the diversity of your articles. And you mentioned that you had the article, Benoit, about somebody who was a witness to an execution in Tennessee at a penitentiary. And then you've written an article entitled When Your Stepmom Looks Like Your Mom. So,
well, it's pretty weird when, you know, your dad brings home you know, a new girlfriend who looks exactly like your mom.
You know,
it's a
well, you know, something I'm convinced men have a type. There is a guy I know who used to work in TV in this town. I'm not going to name names here, but I swear the girlfriend looked exactly like the ex-wife, except 10 years younger. But exactly. I mean, they could have been sisters.
Yeah, and it was so funny.
Unbelievable.
I got my dad's and my stepmom's and my mom's permission to write the piece before I did it because I, you know, I put the photograph of
good
my
thinking.
Mom and yes, it was good thinking. And, you know, and my dad had no idea. He's like, thank you, Benoit.
He didn't get it?
Well, he got it. He just didn't. He never realized that his new wife looked like my mom. It just never occurred to him. You know, men are clueless. We have our blind spots.
Which is why you need a magazine to help you out. No, but let me ask you. Let me ask you this. What did your mom and your stepmom think? Did they get it?
Well, they, you know, my mom said she did notice the first time because they met at my college graduation, which was weird enough when you have your dad and your mom who have long since divorced and don't like each other very much, you know, having to show up at your college graduation, and then you've got the stepmom who looks like my mom there as well, and there's a picture of the three of us, and I show it to friends, and they all assume that she's my mom's sister. Listen, they're all wonderful people with a great sense of humor, so it's been fine.
But all right.
We do have a wide variety of content. We have some great content. It's going to go live on Wednesday. Our Father's Day special issue is pretty fantastic. We have this sort of image of 100. We have a picture of a father from every year from the last century, which is really cool. We also have an amazing piece about a man who was wrongly convicted of rape, and he spent 26 years in prison. And when he went to prison, his son was only one. And when he got out of prison, so his son, you know, always, you know, grew up without a father in prison, but, you know, the father was innocent. So now the father's out and trying to rekindle a relationship with his son, and they're finding that it's not easy to just pick up where you left off. So stories like that are really powerful and important, and we have a lot of stories like that coming out this week.
All right, and by the way, I am on the article, your article about when your stepmom looks like your mom. Mm-hmm. They could be twins.
<I know. laughs>
They look that much alike. That's pretty amazing.
I know.
So what's the reception been like for the Good Men Project?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we've been getting a lot of good press. There's actually another magazine, and I don't remember the name right now, that's launching in July, which is sort of trying to do the same thing. We've been contacted by a lot of places. Apparently there's a trend. You know, two magazines make a trend. So apparently there's a trend that men are hungering for you know, serious content. So, you know, we'll see, and we've gotten great. You know, we've been called, you know, Ms. Magazine wrote an article about us and basically called us feminists, which we thought was very funny. And then another sort of blogger wrote that we were a conservative culty thing. And, you know, the fact that I would would be involved in a conservative culty thing is astounding to me. But I think we're kind
well,
of.
Well, I think it looks like you really have everything in here. Clearly, you don't have. There's no yeah. sense of an agenda at all.
No.
It's incredibly diverse.
I mean, I really think that people can look at the, and depending on what article you read, if you only read one, you could say, "Oh, this magazine's about that." So, you know, that may be a problem. Actually, you know, some people have said, "Well, you guys are too sort of diverse," and you know, and we'll see. But I think that there is something to be said for having, you know, a lot of different kind of content, and it's something that personally I'm interested. I don't want to just have a magazine that's just all the same kinds of articles. So
right.
It doesn't interest me, you know, and I really like getting up in the morning and working on this magazine.
Right. Well, no, as I said, it's and I don't think that there's nothing like this out there.
No.
And so I think with that diversity, so I it's interesting that some people are trying to point you in the direction where you should be have a narrow focus,
right?
Which is definitely a trend in publishing. I know people that are authors say that their agents are always directing them to have this tiny little narrow focus, you know, and I sometimes wonder if that's really the key to success here. I think it's very cool, and maybe it will result in more men being introspective.
Let's hope. I think the world could use a few more introspective men. And you know, I mean, we also have to get. I mean, I do think there's an amazing number of men who are introspective. So I think we've, in a lot of ways, we've sort of bought into this.
But maybe they
idea.
Have no outlets.
What's that?
They're introspective,
and,
but they have
you know,
no outlets.
And men are, and if men aren't introspective, they're at least have all the same sort of fears and insecurities that women have. I mean, you know, this idea of men as sort of robotic, non-feeling entities. I mean, certainly men can go through their lives that way. I actually went through my life that way a lot in my addiction. I mean, I was very much just not in touch with anything that was going on inside me. And so, you know, I think that we've had a lot of response from all kinds of men, but men in recovery, whether it's from alcohol, drugs, sort of who are, you know, trying to be good men and sort of trying to sort of be aware of what they're feeling, because that's really critical to not relapsing, are very attracted to this magazine. And also men who, you know, we cover sports, we do give men a little bit of the red meat too.
All right. And there's also a lot of issues, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of articles dealing with being a dad.
Yes.
And that special relationship, which is something that I think maybe women don't give men credit enough about,
right.
is how much men do think about being a father.
Yep.
And the role their fathers played in their lives.
How to be a good dad, and it's an excerpt from an excellent book called The Modern Dad's Dilemma, and urge dads to check that out. So.
All right. Well, listen, good luck, and thank you so
thank
much
you.
For joining us again.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, it is the Good Men Project. GoodMenProject.com. It's really interesting. I mean, it's different. It's got all kinds of different articles. I urge you to check it out. An interesting concept. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have much more ahead on News Radio 830 WCCO.